WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In the 1700s and 1800s, there were no meteorology schools, so people with a keen interest in the weather developed theories based on observation. Such was the case of an early American meteorologist, James Pollard Espy, also known as the Storm King. James Espy had an ardent desire for knowledge and taught school as a means to obtaining a classical education at Transylvania University, Lexington, Kentucky. After leaving the university in 1808, he taught an academy at Cumberland, Maryland. He also studied law and practiced that profession 4 years at Xenia, Ohio. In 1817, he became a teacher of classics in Philadelphia, where he lived for 20 years. But his attention was drawn to natural science, and about 1828, he began his studies and investigations into the cause of storms, which made him, at that time, the foremost American meteorologist. In 1833, he wrote a summary of his theory of the upward movement of the air in storms, or convection, and of their self-sustaining power from the evolution of latent heat. In 1834, he became meteorologist of both the Franklin Institute and the American Philosophical Society of Philadelphia. In 1836, he left teaching and began lecturing before scientific bodies and popular audiences. These lectures caused him to be popularly known as the Storm King. In 1840, he visited Europe and presented his theory of storms before the British Association of Sciences and the French Academy of Science. It was during the discussion that followed the presentation of his theory before the French Academy that the French physicist and astronomer François Arago said, "France has its Cuvier, England its Newton, and America its Espy." In 1841, his Philosophy of Storms was published in Boston. In 1843, he was appointed the first meteorologist of the U.S. government and was assigned to duty first under the Surgeon General of the Army, next under the Secretary of the Navy, and finally in 1848 under the Secretary of the Smithsonian Institution. While he served as meteorologist to the War and Navy Departments, he developed the use of the telegraph in assembling weather observation data by which he studied the progress of storms and laid the basis for scientific weather forecasting. His work in Washington was concluded in 1859, and he then spent some time visiting relatives and friends in Ohio and Pennsylvania. He died in 1860. For questions about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.